put your linear back on a quick test, and with half a watt and about 12.6 volts, it delivers about 13 watts. So with 13.8 volts and half a watt, it'll be about 14-15 watts. It's got its own little heatsink inside, which transfers onto the box itself, so it doesn't really need an extra heatsink. But we'll keep the overs down to about 2 minutes, and you should be okay. Otherwise, it needs quite a bit to put into tip-top condition. It does look fantastic inside, a little bit rat's nesty on bits and pieces, but it's clean as a whistle. That's the important thing. And it does what it says on the tin, so to speak. And 1 meter, it takes about 2.5 amps on transmit. So, I've just stuck an ordinary bit of 0.75 2-core flex on it. It's about a meter long, so if it's too long, you just cut it short. And it's BNC in and a 259 out. So I think you've got a patch feed over here. If not, I can refurbish you with one of those, Adam. G3ZMF.
ZMF G7CR, let's have a look around. I've got a BNC appeal adapter, that'll do it.
You got a short patch there to go from. Where you're going from the handheld, I think, aren't you?
Located in Bassett, Surrey. Please leave a gap for EchoLink users.